Welcome to the Latinx, Latine, and Social Work Podcast, the podcast where we feature people who have an amazing impact on the Latinx, Latine, and the Latino community. My name is Erica Sandoval. I'm a licensed clinical social worker and the CEO and founder of Sandoval Collab and Latinx and Social Work, Inc. Each week, I'm joined by leaders in politics, community organizations, businesses, social justice warriors, and of course, our social workers. We use a mental health, wellness, and social justice lens to talk about issues that impact communities of color while amplifying the voices of individuals and organizations that are doing the work to advance community healing. We're making a space to celebrate our work and talk about what still needs to be done to strengthen our Latino, Latinx, Latine communities and provide them with resources and tools and tips to support them as they navigate the world. Enjoy the episode. Hi, everyone. I'm so excited today to be here with our very own Jacqueline Druce, who is a visionary social entrepreneur that has created an enterprise of inspiration with more of 20 years of experience in the marketing and public relations industry. She has created two successful award-winning companies, established two nonprofit organizations, published over 27 books, the largest collection of Latina stories in a book anthology series in the world, and held events in four continents. She has received over 30 awards for her contributions and business acumen. She is a recent graduate of the DePaul University Woman Entrepreneurship Cohort 3 and the Stanford University Graduate School of Business, Latino Business Action Network Cohort 11. She represents the 2.6% people, 2.6% of women entrepreneurs with over seven figures and one of the few Latina pilots international in the United States. I am so excited to share space with you. You're such a powerhouse. Welcome, Miss Jackie.
Thank you so much. What a beautiful treat to be here with you and to share inspiration with the world, for those that are ready to receive it, right?
Absolutely. There's so much that you have done. Tell us a little bit about yourself that's not in your bio that you want people to know about you.
Oh my God. One of the things is that I'm a lifelong learner and I am on a quest, on a constant quest for knowledge and sharing that knowledge. I am a nerd. I always say of like difficult content and information, including aeronautics. I became, the weird Mexican that spoke German in high school and became a German tutor.
Oh my goodness.
Now I'm picking up Japanese and I'm in my fourth lesson of Japanese and it's opened up a whole nother world just right in front of my eyes. So I love learning, encapsulating knowledge and then sharing that knowledge with as many people as I can and help as many people land on their dreams.
That is amazing. I love when you say land on the dreams because you're a pilot. So I love it. I get it. And you've definitely helped me land on my dreams because I'm just so proud to be with you because I remember we maybe spoke about 2 years ago. I think it's going to be 2 years now. And, I got connected to you by some incredible women that were in your collection of narratives in Today's Inspired Latina. And it's been a beautiful experience since then as you've helped us launch Latinx and Social Work, the book that are stories that inspire, heal, and connect communities. I still remember us talking about the marketing and the name and all that. So beautiful.
And crying about it mm-hmm. together, right? And just kind of envisioning this. And, and I think that's how dreams take off, right? With an idea, with one conversation. I call them divine downloads, right? One inspiration with an amazing feeling in your heart. And then you know that you're meant to do it.
I love that. Divine downloads.
Yes.
So beautiful. How do you do it all? I mean, you are currently the CEO of an award-winning company, JJR Marketing, which is one of the fastest growing top marketing and public relation agencies in Chicago. And you have Fake Factor Media, an international media publishing company that helps individuals bring their books to life. How do you do it all?
Not at the same time, which is key. I always put this parallel to aviation. When I'm flying the airplane, I'm flying the airplane, and I almost like tune out everything else so that I can focus in that presence and I can focus on the energy that it takes to be a pilot in command of an aircraft in a three-dimensional space, and just the focus and the cadence and the just the vision, the presence that it takes to land an airplane. And I kind of do the same thing,
What
from
made,
an analogy perspective, with everything else.
oh my goodness, that's so beautiful, Jackie. I love that. So definitely making sure that you really own the moment to focus on what you're doing at that time. So being mindful and present. And that's important to note because that's such a successful entrepreneur and woman and Latina. We have to own this, right? 2.6, 2.6. That's not a lot of us out there. And you are sharing that you can do it, but you're saying like you have to do one thing at a time. And I love that. Tell us how did publishing come into your life? Like, tell us a little bit about that.
I fell in love with books since I was a little girl. I mean, I think I started reading when I was 4, and I didn't even remember, but my cousin said, "Oh my God, I was so impressed that this young, you were reading the stuff from, the medicine, and you were doing all this stuff so young." And I was always surrounded, for one reason or another, by the Encyclopedia Britannica and so many amazing personal development books. And reading some of these books, I'm like, this sounds like brain surgery, right? I was like, and I fell in love since I was a little girl, but it wasn't until I had survived two situations with cancer at the age of 21 and 23 that I knew that one day I was going to become an author. But I had no idea, Erica, absolutely no idea what type of books, what type of format, what type of theme, nothing. I just surrendered, to what we call the divine download, and said, I want my children to know who I am.
I
And
love that.
I published my first book at 26, and soon to publish book number 30 at 39, almost 13
Amazing.
years later. There were a couple of years that I didn't publish any books, but there were also a couple of years where I published 8 or 9 in 1 year. So, sometimes, when you develop, you follow your divine inspiration, your, divine downloads, time doesn't exist. What exists is that amazing feeling in your heart that if you don't do it, if you don't begin taking that step, you're not accomplishing your mission in life. And that's what I surrender to, as an entrepreneur, as a mother, as a pilot, as a creator, of content and all of that. And that's how Fake Factor Media was born. I wanted, like, if I ever do anything with publishing, it has to be absolutely without a doubt, it has to be driven with the heart of the author in mind. I'm an author first and then a publisher.
I love that. How do you know when it's the right author? Like, how do you know? Because you've helped so many people publish so many incredible books. How can you tell, and how do you know, and how can people reach you to be published? And tell us how you work. How does it work?
We are a hybrid publishing company, which means that the author retains 100% of the royalties. They retain their rights, which is great
Amazing.
because when you're expanding into the universe, that old model of like, they keep, you should not give away the intellectual property that is yours, the unique combination of your knowledge, your experience, your beauty to someone else. And I don't think, as a publisher, but first as an author, that I should give part of my royalties forever to a publisher. which I do with four of my books, you know, actually five of my books or six of my books, actually, because I worked with three different publishing companies starting out. So again, I turned that model upside down and I said, no, first the author, then the author, and then the author. I know because I get an amazing feeling in my heart, just like I did when you and I met, having a conversation, just co-dreaming and saying, could this actually happen? And that excites me so much. There's nothing more exciting to me than having someone say, I have a dream, Jackie. Can we talk about it? Oh my God, it's like my favorite thing in the world. I get like a little kid. I get so excited because I know that I take that role of being a dream catcher very seriously. And I love that, you know, and with my knowledge, my experience, my resources, my team, to be able to do that and have somebody physically feel something and have something in their hands that they've dreamt about. Oh, it's like I live for those micro moments, you know, forever. I love that.
I love all that. I love it. I remember, Jackie, when we connected, I remember a friend of mine, Doctora Damari Bonilla Rodriguez, who introduced us via email. And I remember because I read the stories in Today's and Spread Latina and I was so moved and I was crying. And then I'm like, we need to do this for social workers because social workers are in the space of healing and they're in the space of supporting communities, but yet we have our own stories to tell and heal from. And by Tuesday, you and I are just like crying and talking. You're like, yes, let's make this happen. If you can bring people together to share their narratives, let's do this. And it happened so seamlessly. And it's now we're on volume two. And I have to say that you've really helped all of us fulfill our equity agenda. And like when we say equity agenda, it's like we talk about all these amazing things about equitable spaces for us as Latinas, Latinos, Latine, however we want to identify. We talk about that. And we really disrupted the way we publish because social workers, in social work field, there's a lot of academic publishing companies. And we decided, why not do it this way to disrupt the academic elitism and really have control of 100% of the royalties. And guess where these royalties are going? 100% of our retail royalties are going to scholarships for students that are Latino so they can continue in their education. So this beautiful, beautiful, like divine download is really supporting so many people.
And I think, you know, that's really the definition of success, right? And when you are on the path of making impact, when you are aligned with your divine purpose, everything shows up in a beautiful way. And everything, you know, the right people, the right ideas, the right, you know, supporters and mentors and alliances, you know, show up. And I think that's so important because that continues to open doors for others. And I mean, it's like a never ending journey, which is just magic, right? And that's what you surrender to those. And then you are impacting people every single day and you're making it a full circle, which is the most noble thing that you can do. And you know what? Only we know, you know, the people that are in the trenches, the people that are doing this, the people that are driving the change, the people that are driving conversations that matter, the people that are taking the time to elevate other people, you know, and rolling up their sleeves and saying, I believe in something that is bigger than me. Those are the people. Those are the types of people that make an impact. And, you know, it's like I've seen so much, you know, when you talk about who do I work with, like I work with people that are committed. I work with people that are not egocentric. Yeah. I work with people that are really service driven because that is one of my biggest core values. When I survived cancer, I became a servant leader. I got this amazing sense of urgency to serve. And there's not a day in my life that I don't renew my contract with God of service through acts of kindness. And for me, this idea of storytelling through books and through multimedia and events around the world chose me. And I surrendered and I obediently take action every single day of my life. And it never ends. It's like a like a well that never stops, you know, to produce ideas and magic and service and impact for other people. And so many people that I have helped intentionally land on their dreams. And that's what drives my life beyond anything else.
It's so true, Jackie. You've helped so many people. And I want to note that you've helped so many Latinos and Latinas, because it's really hard to become a published author. I mean, can you tell us a little bit about that? People are constantly asking me, how can I get published? How can I do this? And I said, I'll introduce you. And you know, I have a few people that want to meet you already. So, but what do you notice about that in the publishing arena? Because you said you published four times before. And what tips can you give people that want to get published?
Well, number one, it is if you go with the traditional route, I mean, a lot of times you are waiting on exclusivity. You're waiting from one publishing company for 60, 90 days for them to say yes or no. You're also giving away, unfortunately, a lot of times you're giving away a lot of the rights of saying, I don't like this cover. This is not what I envisioned as an author. So you are with the understanding that you might give up some of those key things that drove you to become an author in the first place. I also noticed that a lot of publishers don't provide support with the marketing. So even other authors that have published with other publishing companies come to us to say, can you help me craft an integrated marketing campaign, because I don't have any support from my publisher. Of course, not only that, but you know, them keeping a big percentage of the royalties. So it's a long road, especially for your first book. I mean, you need somebody that truly cares. There are a lot of horrible stories out there of people taking money and doing poor quality work, you know, or just doing it for themselves to get the fame, to get, you know, their own benefits. And I have actually helped a widow when she had hired a publishing company to help her. And that publishing company did a horrible job. And she had already paid. This book was to honor her late husband. And she had two little girls, and she had already paid this publishing company a ton of money, especially for some, you know, for her as a teacher. Okay.
Gosh, and, I know teacher salary too. It's not like
she, yeah, exactly.
Pensions.
You know, yeah, it's horrible. She came to me. She's like, Jackie, I know that I should have gone with you. I'm like, okay, you know what? Should have, would have, doesn't exist. Because at that point, you honored your heart. You wanted to go with that publishing company, which is great. She's like, Jackie, I need you to please help me make this happen. I took that, scratched everything she had done, created a completely new storyboard. We worked. And guess what? Created a brand new book for her at no charge.
You are
her grandma,
an angel.
Her mom.
You're an angel. I mean, amazing.
They were crying, you know, because no money doesn't drive me. Egos don't drive me. Dreams drive me to create the impossible, to serve others, right? And, you know, the way that I would say for someone thinking about writing a book, it always begins with a divine download. You know,
it that does, like an idea, right?
Oh, an idea with an amazing feeling in your heart, right? And then you begin taking that first step. If you're writing your first book, don't do it alone. Invest the time, invest the money to do it with somebody that cares. And the more integrated the services are, the better, because it's a lot of stuff that, you know, if you don't know what it is, it could, you know, it could cause a detrimental effect on the quality. And I've fixed a lot of books with a lot of issues, you know, so I would recommend getting someone that truly cares and, you know, organize your thoughts and just surrender to all those ideas that come from writing a book. Write it down. Writing a book is not linear. So it's not like you write chapter one, then two, three, four, five. You can write chapter five today and then chapter two the next day. It's an organic process. So as long as you're putting that energy, that's the key. How the energy that you want the readers to feel is the energy that you intentionally have to put into writing that manuscript.
That's right.
At 11 o'clock at night, when you're by yourself, you're writing, extending your soul through those words. What are you feeling? What are you projecting? What are you thinking and envisioning and dreaming about? That's what you should think, because when people open up those beautiful pages for the first time, that's exactly what they're going to feel.
Oh my gosh. You just give me goosebumps, because I remember all those moments waking up at 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, to write a chapter or to write a paragraph, or some things may end up in the chapter, some may not. And it's so true. I love, love, love talking to you, Jackie. You have so much information that it just needs to be shared. How can people reach you to find out more about publishing with you and writing? And like, if you have like any trainings, how can people find you? They need to know who you are, because you've helped us. We're about to release our fourth book with you, our third and fourth, which is Latinx in Social Work, Volume 2, which is coming out in English and Spanish. And it's been an amazing journey, because I love your team. We've become a family. Like, everyone, we're a family. And how can people find you? Because they're always asking me, Erica, who's your publisher? So now I want everyone to know, so people can find you and connect with you.
Oh, thank you. You know what? The best way to find about my crazy Pilotina adventures and all my brands, including the publishing house, is to go to JackieCamacho.com. And it's just the way it's spelled, J-A-C-K-I-E, Camacho.com. You'll see my books. You'll see the magics of this mini empire of inspiration that I have been working on with my heart for the last almost 20 years. So that is where they can find me.
Amazing. I mean, I have to take you up on that offer of flying with you too, flying into the sunset together. Cause that's how I feel after we publish a book together. I feel like you're taking me and flying into the sunset. So thank you for all of that, Jackie. You are so bright, meaning like the light that you shine on others is so beautiful. And this is why you've been such an incredible success. And you're going to continue to create so many amazing opportunities for so many people. And we want to just honor you on Hispanic Heritage Month as one of the most incredible entrepreneurs, Latinas. And we want to just share our story. So thank you all for listening in and being part of this with us, our incredible publisher from Thick Factor. And we are so excited to continue into the partnership. Jackie, de mi corazón al tuyo. Muchas gracias.
Thank you. Gracias.
De nada. Thanks for tuning in to the Latinx and Social Work Podcast. This show is a labor of love, where we hope these conversations will not only provide resources, but will help heal, lead, and inspire our communities and let them know that they're not alone. If you enjoy this episode, be sure to leave a review and comment on iTunes or Spotify, letting us know what you think. And if you're interested, purchase our award-winning books, Latinx, Latina, and Social Work, Stories That Heal, Inspire, and Connect Communities, on our website, www.latinxandsocialwork.com. Lastly, be sure to follow us on social media at Latinx and Social Work. Till next time.